Mamun wrote, "Beloved Master, in the morning I sent you a letter, and always after I send a letter to you, I think, my God, did I manage to express myself and to thank my Master the way I wanted to do for everything that he gives us? And I always feel like taking the letter back from the box and change it, correct it. But I never do this because whenever I try to do it, the letter is no longer there. This is how the mind holds us back from being spontaneous. Even when you manage, then you think afterwards. So just write, don't think. And never ever go back into the past. That is useless. There are so many gifts that you give us. You share your presence, your love, your silence. You tell us the most beautiful stories and recite the most beautiful poems. Beauty is what I'm sharing. There is enough ugliness in the world, and there is enough focus on conflict, on war, on ugliness. What we need is to focus on the good, on beauty, on love, on silence. That is what the gurus are doing. They're pointing to the beauty, to the peace, to the bliss, that dimension in yourself that you have forgotten. Otherwise, the whole world is just focused on the negative. If you look at any news, it's only negative news. War, murder, rape, conflicts. That is what is interesting. Many times I wonder how come they don't have even one news station with only beauty, only love, only truth. It shows how the world is. How come we don't have one news station with only positive news? There must be so many beautiful things happen every day. But the focus is on the conflict, on the ugly, on war. So the mystics are there to change your focus. That's the first. You have to change the focus from the negative to the positive. You have to transform the negative into the positive to make your life happy. So you are grateful of life itself. Only then can you start going deeper. For a negative person, it's impossible to meditate. You have to have a happy spirit. You have to have an unburdened heart. You have to have an open mind. Only then can you go in. So this is part of what I'm creating. To tell you the most beautiful stories, to recite the most beautiful poems. I have introduced you to so many, just like my master did for me. Ordinary is not part of the history books. All these poets, all these saints, Milarepas, Lao Tzu, Guru Nanak, Kabir, Hafiz, Rumi, Jesus, it's all a secret. You take us to the most beautiful places inside and outside. Yes, it should be no division from the inner and the outer. God is everywhere. You go out, you should be friendly, loving. You go in, you should be silent, peaceful. It's different aspects of the same reality. Out of your compassion, you show us our inner Buddha that has always been there, is there now, and always will be. How can I, a disciple who lives in ignorance, stuck in the traps of the mind, express my gratitude to a being of light like my master? You express it by writing this letter, by showing your heart, by opening up. And how you can express is to get more and more in tune. Because the master is not really a master, he's just the presence. So, only disciples are, because to find yourself, it means the false is gone. The identification with the false ego is gone. Then there is nobody there as a person. So it's the presence. And that is the mystery between the disciple and this presence. Some mysterious things is pulling you towards this, just like the bee who goes to the flower. He cannot resist. The guru doesn't say anything. I haven't said anything. It's something in you that is attracted. And the more open and the more thirsty, the more total you will be. And that's what has happened for so many. Your whole life changed. You become devoted to that. And then you get results. So, the guru is not doing anything. He is just a presence, a fragrance, a light. Even if I use the most beautiful words, in the world, in all the contemporary and extinct languages, I would not be able to thank you in the same level of the blessings that my Master gives me. And even in my silence, I would not be able to express my gratitude for having found the most rare jewel. If the silence is total, there is no separation. There is no master, there is no disciple. And what is the need for any expression in silence itself? Then you go beyond all opposites. Beloved, tell me, how can a disciple express all his gratitude and love to his master? By living a more and more beautiful life, imbibing the teaching. Bringing more beauty, friendliness, consciousness into oneself and the world. Becoming more and more in tune with the truth, with the Dharma. That is how you express your gratitude. You stop creating fuss. You become conscious. Then the Master is very happy. No, somebody has transformed. They don't make any more fuss. They're not lost in their desires, in their minds, in their conflicts, in their becoming. They are just relaxing into being. And that is what is happening, Maman. Because you have been total and you have this longing. Just allow yourself to be more and more absent as somebody and more present as a nobody. Then the whole existence works through you. Get out of your own way. That is the message. The habits of the mind is very, very tricky. And the mind always have excuses not to be total, not to go for it, not to get involved. So lucky are those who became a slave of truth itself, of love itself. Beloved, may I always be open to your luminous Bodhisattva presence. May your light and your fire burn my ignorance and my desires and free me from samsara. How blessed I am to have a living master. Yes. I don't worry, I will burn you. Yes. And that is the right disciple who laughs. So many times people ask, oh, please, please, put me through the fire. Put me straight. But they are not ready. It's just words. Just one sentence of truth, and they get hurt. You cannot fool me with their beautiful words when you don't live it. It's a totality. If you are totally ready, it's very easy. May my consciousness merge with your consciousness of wisdom, beloved. No, you're talking just like a Buddhist now. Like a Tibetan. That is what they call guru yoga. May my consciousness merge with your consciousness of wisdom, beloved master. That is the longing, the sadhana for the disciple, for the devotee. To merge with the master. That is the true union. That is the true tantra. That is the true yoga. That is the true guru yoga. There is no more separation. Then there is no disciple, no guru, only consciousness. With all my love, gratitude and reverence from your devotee, Mamun. On this path, vigilance, awareness is needed. Because many times you feel everything is perfect. And then surprise, the mind comes with one of the tricks and shows its ugly face. And if you are not alert, again you are in the trap. You have created your own trap. Only awareness and vigilance will make you free, that you don't fall back. Remember, it's much easier to go downhill than to go uphill. Thank you. Beloved Babaji, I just need to say thank you. Thank you for this amazing life around you. And thank you for bringing me to these beautiful places, inside and outside. Thank you for everything. This many people write this, no? It means that they must be very happy, no? To come to beautiful places, inside and outside. The other day, Yogendra, Lotus and me were listening to some songs of Kabir, and Lotus translated for us one part that said more or less like this. You see, now I have introduced you to Kabir and all these saints. Now you come here, I bring you here, and then you find my old friend Lotus is also a lover of Kabir. So now he also can teach you the words of Kabir. He says, if all the water of the oceans were transformed into ink, and all the forests of this planet were transformed into pencil, it will not be enough to describe the qualities of the Guru. In the East, they know the qualities of the Guru, that he is the life saver. He is the one who takes you across the ocean of samsara. He is pointing you home. Like Buddha himself says, that the gift of truth from the Master is the greatest gift. Where do you find this gift in this world? Where do you find truth? It's so easy to miss because you're so busy that even if you hear about it, soon you will be on your way. If all the waters in the oceans were transformed in ink, and all the forests of this planet were transformed to a pencil, it will not be enough to describe the qualities of the Guru. That's it. That's how a lover feels. Because without the Guru, it's not realized. And that's what Kabir is saying, because he knows from his own experience, from his master. They say that Kabir was born into a Muslim family in Varanasi, in Benares, which is, they say, maybe the most ancient city on the planet. It's cities upon cities upon cities upon cities in Benares for thousands of years. There must be so many saints and masters who's been walking in those streets. And he was a very unusual child, but he must have seen this Hindu guru that he wanted to come closer to. But the guru didn't want anything to do with him because he was a Muslim, he was born a Muslim. But Kabir knew that the guru every morning, in the break of dawn, he went to take a bath in the Ganges, which is the most auspicious time of the day, just when the night is disappearing and the sun is coming up. And of course the river there is Ganga, so it's very holy. So this Kabir, in the darkness, he lay on the steps down to the river. And then the guru came. And even guru, sometimes maybe he's a little sleepy, he hadn't had his chai yet, because it becomes habit to go to Mother Ganga for a bath. And then he stepped on this boy and he said, "Jai Ram, Rama Ram." He was totally surprised. And then Kabir said, "That was my initiation." Because the Hindus, they give this mantra to the disciple, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Jai Vishnu, whatever it is. So then the guru, he accepted that, because this is not an ordinary boy who's managing this early in the morning. He had been sneaking around for a long time before. So he accepted him. And then this Kabir became very famous. Maybe he's one of the most beloved poets in India, both from Hindus and from the Muslim communities. And for the Sikhs also, because he goes beyond any religion, is the true religion, and that is the sign of the enlightened ones. They don't belong to any religion, and Kabir was always against the orthodox religions. He was always saying that, why you go to the temples? Can't you find him here? He was always after the traditions. And in India, it's so deep, the traditions. He told the holy people, the yogis, the sadhus, do you think it helps to look like that with your matted hair and put ash on your forehead? You look more like a goat than a human. So these people, they hated him. But it's the truth. They look very religious, very spiritual. But maybe it's just the mind of a goat in there. He said, you are not going to the Brahma, you are going to hell. So these people always shake up the established religions. But you have some people that gets attracted. So he got a lot of followers, disciples, both from the Muslims and from the Hindus. This was very unique. So he knew by first hand that because of the Guru took him in, he realized the self. If all the water of the ocean were transformed in ink, and all the forest of this planet were transformed in pencil, it will not be enough to describe the qualities of the Guru. He's talking about the Guru. He doesn't talk about Brahma or Vishnu or Shiva. If you've really been touched by the Guru, it goes beyond all the gods. The Guru is the Buddha. And then Janani says, I could add that it will not be enough to express the gratitude to the Master, our gratitude to you. That is the dilemma of the disciple. Because you are just being blown away. And the deeper you go and the more in tune you will become, you see that this impossible. Here in Ladakh, I feel really at home. Here, everything that I'm encountering speaks the language of my heart. And thanks to you, I can see it, I can feel it. Thank you, beloved. Much love, yours, Janani. That's what I'm teaching you, the language of the heart. And this language is still alive here. In the West, it's totally forgotten. and not only his lotus lover of Kabir and the heart, but he's also very happy that I brought so many new friends there. Because this is not tourist, it's his own family, the heart family. Kabir says, "It is the mercy of my true Guru that has made me know known the unknown. I have learned everything from him. I have learned how to walk without feet, to see without eyes, to hear without ears, to drink without mouth, to fly without wings." I have brought my love and my meditation into the land where there is no sun and no moon, no day and no night. Without eating, I have tasted the sweetness of nectar, and without water, I have quenched all my thirst. This is the mercy of my true Guru. With who can I share this joy? With who can I share this gratitude? Kabir says, "The Guru is beyond words. And great is the good fortune of the disciple." This can be my own words, because I know the blessing and the mercy of my true Guru. I have also learned how to walk without feet, to see without eyes, to hear without ears, to drink without mouth, and to fly without wings. Om Shanti. Drunk of the nectar of truth, drunk by the blessings of the Guru.